There's an old joke that goes, what do you call a heap of lawyers at the bottom of the sea? The answer? A good start. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill says, after perusing the local phone book, the vast number of attorneys listed in those pages may actually tell us something about who we are.
I fingered randomly through the yellow pages the other day. By looking at the number of ads appearing for certain goods and services, I wondered if I might learn more about the culture here on Delmarva and identify some of our priorities. Restaurants turn up first, with listings covering 12 pages. Automobiles also had 12 pages of listings, as did insurance brokers, physicians, with dentists trailing by 4 pages. Lawyers, on the other hand, came in with a whopping 26 pages. One thing was clear, man does not live by bread alone. Church listings consisted of only 1.5 pages, tucked away in a bottom corner on barely an eighth of a page, a lone escort service advertised. Its message, understated, was surprisingly delicate and read, upscale, discreet, entertainment at its best. Curious that sex and religion hardly advertise at all, while lawyers can't seem to advertise enough. Human survival depends on sex. Religion has informed our moral conduct for eons. I think the message here is that we've discovered more about human sexuality than was first suspected, and learned there's more to religion than rewarding the righteous and punishing sinners. Those keenly aware of this don't advertise much these days because they know there are only a few out there buying any such notion. Comparatively, the volume of legal advertising is staggering. Ads may picture lawyers looking like just folks in a feel-good family portrait. Others show snapshots of grisly accident scenes with EMT personnel working feverishly over mangled bodies. Doctors trade in injuries too, but they don't use broken bodies to advertise. Lawyers assure us, however, that they're only making sure our rights are protected. I saw only one page of ads for funerals. Wedding services listed covered 2.5 pages, most for catering. Comparing the numbers of advertisements for cars, food, doctors, dentists, insurance, and lawyers, love and death are small potatoes. In comparing the volume of certain advertisements, there's good and bad news. We live longer, but have more health problems and therefore need more doctors. Cars are a way of life, and we service them as regularly as our bodies, but I see few, if any, advertisements for feeding our souls. Our currency boldly declares, "In God we trust," but the insurance premiums we're willing to pay tell another story. Comparing the tiniest advertisement for an escort service to the 12 full pages for restaurants indicates we'd prefer ponying up for the restaurant tab to shelling out for sex. But why so many lawyers? I think it's because we're losing our sense of community and how we're all in this business of life together. Do we believe our differences can be resolved only by adversarial relationships? Must winning always trump cooperation? Are we only winners and losers? The sheer number of legal ads would certainly suggest this. I hope, however, this is not so. I know we're better people than that. I pray for the day, going through the yellow pages, we find hundreds of mediation services available to us. And yes, they tell us, if you have a phone, you have a mediator, and call now. The first consultation is free. Successful cases are always a win-win. George Merrill, On the Shore.